This is Zemai Media, broadcasting all around the world, on the spot, on the dot.
Good day to you once again, Zimbabweans here in the nation and around the world. Today we are joined once again by Dr. Rutenda Utanashe, a preacher, but most importantly, a medical doctor. She is a medical doctor, and I have to emphasize that because there were some comments 2 days ago from people saying, why is she being called doctor? Dr. Utanashe is a qualified medical doctor who has been practicing medicine for decades, and on top of that is a preacher who has been preaching for the last 36 years. Dr. Utanashe, good day to you, ma'am.
Good day, Simba.
Thank you. As we start, people have been making all sorts of questions and making all sorts of comments in the last few days, and this is something that has been ongoing for several weeks now, following the rumors and a letter that, as you explained last time, leaked into the media circles, your husband threatening or saying that he was divorcing, he was looking to divorcing. So people just asking you to just bring some clarity to the fore on that matter. Where are you with this? And Prophet Iwo himself, where is he?
Thank you very much for this opportunity. I would like maybe to make very clear, you know, there has been some information that leaked into the media, or that has been circulating freely, maybe, let's not say leaked, that has been circulating freely, my husband, in a letter, which was supposed to go to the leaders of the church, where he gave the impression and created an impression that actually we were divorced. Because that's what some people are picking up and asking. But at the moment, I can only say that is just a threat. It's still just a threat. Because while the bishops, the leaders, received that letter, for me, what I received was summons from the High Court. And because of that, it's something that you have to work with, that's the path we decided to take. But basically to say, for me, when I look at the whole thing, what the whole situation, and examining even that letter that has been circulating, this was basically a panic reaction. Because most people are asking, you know, if it was 10 years, why didn't we do it earlier and things. This was a panic reaction which resulted actually from an exposure that came of the relationship that is between him and the lady in question, who is Maseko Makao, a Tswana-based lady. So they had a relationship which was supposed to be a ministry relationship. I've been uncomfortable about it for many years. And I've spoken into it, I've spoken to my husband, I've spoken to Makawa herself, but to no avail. And because there was no evidence, there was nothing, I could not just rise up and say, because obviously no one would believe. But God, in good time, exposed this. It actually started by dreams, you know, some ladies, some people in the church, quite a number. It's dreams, and you know, when you come to the spiritual arena, God does communicate through dreams. So in one of those dreams, someone dreamed that this girl was pregnant, and also that my husband wanted to name this child Isaac. You know, that's kind of clear dream. This was communicated to him. He just took it just like dream, like anyone else. But barely pages that came up when he was communicating with this lady, and it left the matter right in the open that their relationship was not clean, it was an adulterous relationship. And the natural reaction to me, a biblical one, would have been maybe to repent like David and get restored, but rather you chose to do that panic way and to actually choose to justify the whole thing and try to paint the whole picture like the wrong person in the wrong, the person in
the credit.
He tried to continue, when he's trying to continue this adulterous relationship, and also just justify it by just saying God said. But from what we know, God does not speak contrary to scripture.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Doctor. Yes, please, you may continue. We got cut off. I apologize. So you were saying he instead of repenting, he came up and he started sort of justifying, and he said this is what God said, that he should move to another woman.
So this is the decision which is in that letter to give us a human. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you, ma'am.
Okay. That decision now is contrary to scripture. And this is actually the bone of contention. This is what has caused, the whole storm in the church. And it's just that it is contrary to scripture, but it's something that he is continuing to, to say, to affirm that he needs to do. But he has not got the divorce yet. Because if for me, I say when I look at the scripture, I cannot consent to something which is contrary to the word of God. Because this marriage was not based just on affection, but it was also based on a faith. We believe God, and what God says about marriage, that God is the author of marriage, and it is God who joins two people to make them one. And also, when you look in Malachi chapter 2, it clearly says in verse 16, God joins which is born on the day. So also when you go to Matthew chapter 19, Jesus himself is the answer and question them divorce. He says it's God who joined them together, not to put that under. And when you go to another scripture, still in Matthew, Jesus would say, a woman can only be put away when she has committed fornication. But then I'm clean of all that stuff. So the issue now is that when we come to the Christian faith, this thing is contrary to scripture. And because it is contrary to scripture, it's something I cannot consciously consent to, because we've taught so many thousands in the nation on the same basis of believing the word of God. And being the woman of integrity that I am, I cannot simply just stand up and,
Yes. Yes, ma'am. People are sort of feeling your pain and your turmoil here, what that you are experiencing. I mean, you have been violated here. Here's a man who has cheated on you, and at the same time, he comes to you and he's suing you. He's serving summons on you.
But I am believing God more than a believer. I believe that this thing was started by God himself, because it's a purpose for us in the mission and in the ministry. So because of that, sometimes when you get spiritual matters and natural matters mixed, it really began to come away. But my faith is very clear. That God is the purpose, because there is something that I teach, I call the blessed family. When I see God's desire is for families here on earth to be blessed, but the challenge has always been when the devil comes in, when the enemy comes in, problems begin. So challenges can be overcome, because in the Christian faith, God helps us to fight, and he teaches us and shows us the way. So in my faith, I'm still fighting even for him, because if you pursue this path, it's a path which is not to life, it's not to his advantage. He has lost a lot of honor so far in a few months. Honor which has been built over years is a lot. The work is tricky. So there's a lot of issues that I expect.
And in a nutshell, would you be able to just give us a description of what your secret is, really? Because many people have, especially women, have been saying, yeah, we don't understand a respectful, well, basically someone of repute like yourself. You're not a desperate person. You've got your profession. You're not, you didn't go you didn't start preaching because you were struggling. And now this man messes you up. What is it really? What's your secret? I mean, you don't have to say a lot of things, but would you have just maybe one phrase or one word to reveal your secret? What is it?
My secret is that message which I told you about, where God told me about the value and potential of the woman. I've actually applied in my own life, because when I look at that woman in Proverbs 31, she's a woman of wisdom, she's a woman of strength and honor. I've drawn a lot of strength from that. Because it's not a message that I just preach, it's a message I also live. So that preach to women and girls and just tell them about their value and potential. I also have a great desire for this to be a real life experience to me. That's why I was assuring you the woman of Prophet Peter and say, she's a woman of strength and honor. She's a woman of wisdom, a woman of wealth, a woman of true beauty, a woman of excellence, and basically a woman that fears God. So the fear of God is one that constrains me when it comes to this issue. And I thank God that the strength is not just natural. Because quite a number of women die from this issue. They see unfaithfulness, they commit suicide. Some of them, they hear this issue, such adversity, it flows them, they get strokes and things. But I've managed to draw strength from the knowledge that actually there's a gene inside me. And there's a woman of strength and honor. It has really made a difference in my life.
Would you be in a position to consider, as has been suggested by some, that you just let him go since he has violated the bed and he has already sowed his reputation? He has lost his reputation even with your own family. So yeah, would you ever be in that position that of allowing him to just go?
That would be easy, but when I see where he goes, because I kept telling you about this challenge of strange women, because you know the way they speak about the value and potential of the woman, God told me to double his sword. It also ministers to men, because when women are upgraded, you are like taking out land mines from the landscape, because the strange woman turns into a virtuous woman. But I'm leaving him and just letting him go. He is not an ordinary man. He's actually a great vessel for God. Because even before I accepted my proposal to marry him, God has shown me that this is a great vessel for me. So the work that is done in the mission is actually a witness to that greatness that God has put in him. But then sometimes, you know, when people are great like that, when the Musa is like, oh, everyone is to die because of that. But I've learned over the years to separate issues. The man is a man, a God is God. So if the wife is a helper, what I would actually desire is to be able to minister to him so that God helps him when he gets restored and he can actually make it to heaven. Because when he takes this path, the path of adultery, and when you read about heaven, adulterers are outside. Women are outside. So the best thing that can happen for him is to actually be delivered. It is easier to just drop the whole thing. But if I do that, where does he go? That's my question. Where does he go finally? And how much is going to be left? So this is my issue. It's not so much about what has happened to me, but what God is committed to me. Do I believe I'm back to him in good shape, or do I just let go and even get lost? That's my issue, actually, the fear of God that is in me.
Dr. Tashi, thank you very
much. look, sir?
Oh, it does, thank you. Well, I must say, and I believe you have today you've spoken in quite elaborate content, and I do look forward to the next interview when you are going to be addressing several family issues and all sorts of other vital areas of interest. And thank you very much once again for joining us tonight, and I look forward to the next interview.